You're listening to Nashville Public Radio. I'm Jason Moon Wilkins. A jury in Chattanooga is deliberating in the trial involving executives from the largest privately held company in Tennessee, truck stop chain Pilot Flying J. It's part of the ongoing legal quagmire that started with a federal raid 5 years ago, but has never quite touched the Haslam family, who owned the business. Here to help us look at the implications of this trial is investigative journalist Jamie Satterfield from the Knoxville News Sentinel. Thanks for speaking with us, Jamie.
Oh, thanks for having me.
So this time, who is on trial and what exactly are they accused of?
Well, on trial now is the former president of Pilot Flying J, Mark Hazelwood, a former vice president, Scott Wombold, and then two account representatives, ladies that did the paperwork. And what they're on trial for is conspiracy to commit wire and mail fraud. We've had 14 former Pilot Flying J executives and staffers who've pleaded guilty. And then we've had two others who were granted immunity. The basic allegation is that the direct sales team at Pilot Flying J would lure smaller trucking companies in return for promises of discounts or rebates on their fuel purchases. Pilot would say, well, we'll shave 6 pennies off the gallon for you. But they were actually being paid 2 cents or 3 cents. And, of course, they weren't told that. So that's the nature of the conspiracy itself.
Well, at the very top of the company is the CEO, Jimmy Haslam. He's also the brother of Tennessee Governor Bill Haslam. Now, he's never been charged directly, but his name was brought up under oath on the witness stand. Was there anything new revealed about his potential knowledge of the scheme?
Jimmy Haslam has denied any knowledge of the scheme from the get-go. However, yes, there was lots of new information. We had at least 3 to 4 former sales executives and also a couple of subordinates who testified about Jimmy Haslam. Brian Mosier, for instance, who was one of the biggest fraudsters in this scheme, insisted that he told Jimmy Haslam what he was doing, that he was cheating these truckers, that he actually showed him spreadsheets. The other thing that came out at the trial is that Jimmy's voice was actually captured on a secret recording. This recording was made at Pilot headquarters in November of 2012. There was a mandatory sales training meeting that day, and Brian Mosier taught how to carry out this fraud at one of those sessions. And during that session, which a mole was recording, Jimmy Haslam's voice was identified during the trial as saying something related to a fraud committed by another sales executive. We knew the comment was made and people suspected it was Jimmy Haslam. It had been contained in an FBI affidavit, but the speaker was never identified until trial.
With this new information, do you think that changes anything? Moving forward, is there another trial on the horizon where Jimmy Haslam would be pulled up to the stand?
Well, what I try to remind people is that the feds have known all of this information since the raid. They've interviewed all these people. They had those recordings. So although this information about Jimmy Haslam is new to the public, it's not new to the feds. Does it change the game? I don't think so. I will say that the statute of limitations on this particular fraud scheme runs out in April. So if the feds are going to move on Jimmy Haslam, they need to do it between now and April.
One person who seems to never be included in the conversation and doesn't seem to have received any sort of political fallout is Governor Bill Haslam. Now, he's still involved in the business from the sense that he still gets money from Pilot Flying J. How has this never really touched him politically through this entire process?
You know, it's kind of interesting that there hasn't been more fallout for Bill Haslam, simply, you know, sort of that guilt by association. But I think it's been clear from the beginning that by the time this fraud scheme was underway in 2008, Bill Haslam no longer had any function with Pilot at all. He was running, you know, the city of Knoxville as mayor. Now, granted, because he's making money off his family business like the rest of the family, he, just like Jimmy Haslam, profited in the sense that this scheme and the way it was carried out helped to grow Pilot Flying J. So financially, there's a connection, but there's just never been any indication that Governor Haslam was involved with, aware of, or would have had cause to be aware of this scheme. Jimmy Haslam was running that company, not Bill Haslam.
Well, Jamie, thank you so much for taking the time.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.
Well, that was Jamie Satterfield. You can read her reporting on the Pilot Flying J trial at knoxnews.com. You're listening to Nashville Public Radio.